following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf is Maseches Vachim, Daf Yotchet, and we're still in the middle of the sugya of Mechusar Begadim. So remember that we learned out originally Mechusar Begadim from the Pasuk that said Bizman, essentially ended up saying Bizman Shere Bigdeyem Aleim Kunatam Aleim, because it says Vaitalem Kuna L'chukat Olam in the context of V'chabashtam L'migbaot, and so on with the story of the entire Levisha. Then we ended up understanding the Tana that brought the car from Chukah, that in fact was the other way around. And that Chukah was teaching us not that we learn on Mechusar Begadim from Shtiyah Yayin, but that on the contrary, the given is the Mechusar Begadim even on things other than the four Avodot, which is Zaras Chayev Mita, which is the Zrika HaTorah and Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. And we learn out from Mechusar Begadim to all things that is Shtiyah Yayin possible. That's where we were up to, and we got to Akate, which is about a line down from the middle of the daf, right at the end of the daf. Akate me'ochanaka me'otamnaka. So we started off with the limud of Bizman Shebigdeyem Aleim Kunatam Aleim, went on to ask, is it not so that we learn it for Chukah and then redefine that? And now the Gemara is asking, but still, Akate, Me'acha Nafka, Me'atam Nafka, this Bigdeyem Aleim is not the Mekor. Is the Mekor not the din in which it says, V'natnu B'nei Aharon HaKohen? Now, when a new B'nei Aharon HaKohen, I mean, obviously I know Aharon is a Kohen. So, new B'nei Aharon HaKohen, the sons of Aharon, a Kohen, meaning a Kohen Hediot, should now put the Eish ala Mizbeach, V'orchu Etzim ala Eish. Now, putting the Eish on the Mizbeach is not an Aveda that is really necessary, because the Eish cannot be, it's not, it's Yerd Min HaShamayim, it's a mitzvah, the same Eish Min HaHediot. So, but in any event, it says B'nei Aharon. So from here we see that the din is that you need to have the full Big Day Kuhuna. And since it says over here, Aharon HaKohen, that teaches us that a Kohen Gadol, Shalavash Big Day Kohen Ediyot V'Avada V'Adato Psula. That over here, even though the Kohen is wearing four Big Day Kuhuna, if he's not wearing the Begadim that Aharon the Kohen has to wear, so then it's considered to be a Mechusar Begadim, and it's possible. But in any event, I mean, that's a given if you need the Begadim to make you a Kohen, so then obviously, if it's not Lavush, so therefore, what the need for the extra possible? Says Gemara, because Imi Hatam Ava Minahani Milei Avodat Makva Kapara, Aval Avodat Lo Makva Kapara Lo. When it says over there that Bizman Shebigdeyem Aleim Kunatam Aleihem, would I not have thought, again, applying Occam's razor, I mean, we only have the minimum information necessary. So what do we see over there? That when it comes to a defined avodah that is necessary, so then that avodah needs to be done with a Kohen that has Bigdeyem Aleihem. But how about a non-defined as necessary avodah? Such as the case right over here, Netinat Eish. So why would I have thought that it would be ma'akev there? And that if somebody is acting as a non-Kohen, that he's in fact a czar under those circumstances too. Kamash Malan, even in this case, Eish al HaMizbeach, which is completely unnecessary, that nonetheless, he's not considered to be a Kohen. All right, fine. But now I still have a problem. V'akate mi'acha nafka mi'atam nafka. All ready for you. V'yorchu b'nei Aharon HaKohanim et HaNitachim. Here we're talking about the aricha of the emurim on the mizbeach, et harosh, v'et hapader, ala etzim, asher ala eish, asher ala mizbeach. And from there we say again, what is the point of mentioning the word HaKohanim? Obviously their Kohanim must be bizman that they are b'kihunam, which means that they're wearing their begadim. Mikan l'kohen et yot shalavash b'gdei kohen gadol v'yavad avodato tzula. From here
we learn the other way around. That if a Kohen Hediot is wearing the wrong clothing, he's wearing too many clothing, that the Avodah is possible. Yeah, okay. Well, obviously, I need to know that, don't I? I mean, imi'atam. Suppose you would tell me the din of a Chavashlam Nigba'ot, if I tell him, Kudatam Lekhat Olam, I mean, I would have said that's Davka Chisur, without the requisite begotten. So you don't no longer have the kuluna. But, I mean, if a guy wants to dress up like a Kohen Gadol, you know, kol hakavod. It's the kavod v'letifaret. But Yitura, I would have thought, is not considered to be something that would turn them into a czar. Kaman shmalan. That any addition is the equivalent of taking away. So more is less, as I say. Okay, so now, you'll say, just say these psukim. Obviously, these psukim are meaningless. Because all these psukim say is ha-kohen. What does that mean, ha-kohen? Maybe it means a kohen has a straight nose. Maybe it means a kohen has a straight nose. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means, ha-kohen. So ha-kohen, I need to know first that what defines that word ha-kohen. Vaitala em kunatam. First, I obviously need the opening pause. Now the question is, the additional limud of ha-kohen, or ha-kohanim, based on that, has got to be coming to add something. The first one is coming to add. Even if it's not something that ma'akev kapara, and the Bikoanam tells me now the additional din, not only where it's not ma'akev kapara, but even if you have all your begotim except you have too many begotim, that's also considered to be ma'akev. Tanu Rabbanan, what defines now the big tikkun in a state of kashrut? Hayu merushalim or misulakim? So now if the clothing is too long, so that it's dragging on the ground, or misulakim, too short, or mishuchakim, or worn, out the avad avodato sheira. Nonetheless, even though that's not what the mitzvah is meant to be, but still, it's not ma'akev. And remember that when it comes to kodashim, the only way we know something is ma'akev is through special limud. Because by kodashim, it's never a term is never definitive. Because we're dealing with avoda. Avoda is always preferred. Where a mitzvah is given, this is the mitzvah as it is. But the nature of avoda is really. Therefore, unless I tell you this defines what it is, then it could be it's only their limitzvah. So I always need either a doubling, which is Shana Lavakatub Lakev, or I need some indication, let's say Chukar or something like that, that tells me that it's absolute. Now, in all of these cases, even though I'm not doing it correctly, the avod is kosher. If, however, Lavash Shnei Mechla 7, say I put on two pairs of pants, or even two belts, Shnei Avnei, or I'm missing one of the begotten, Chaser Achat, or Yeter Achat, I add an additional bag. Or Shaitalo Ritial Makat Pesor, guy has a bandage, and that bandage is on his flesh, but in the area which is tachat the beged. And we're going to see later on, you cannot have a chatzitza because it says, yilbash al bizaro. So that the beged has to be actually in contact with your skin. So in all of these cases, or shayu metushtashin, o mekura'in, where the begadim are actually dirty or torn, there even though they may be brand new, the avad in those cases, avadato psula, because this is now a pegam in the chavodu letifaret, which defines the nature of the big dekuluna. And therefore, the Ramban says this is actual bechuser begotten. It's not just an additional necessity that the kavod of the tifaret. It means that you would be chayav mitabide shamayim, just like any bechuser begotten in those avodot that are zoras chayav. Omer Avir Omer Shmuel. Question is, what defined now the tzul of merushal or mesulak? And we start with what appears to be a simple distinction between merushalim. Ooh, forgot. Do we have another? I thought that something. We've been playing musical chairs all morning. Oh, of course. I forgot. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Merushalim, so we're going to begin with what appears to be a technical difference. Now we're going to see that actually it comes to redefine the impact of the Avnet as well. So Shmuel is quoted here as saying that a beged that is Merushalim, they're too long, it's kosher. But if it's Musulakin, it's Misulak. Now the problem is that we just read in the Braita that whether it's Merushal or Misulak, it's kosher. Vatanya Misulakim Kisherim. How can you say Misulakim Ritzulim? Omer Rami Bar Chomelo Kash. Conscious Silkan Al Yedei Avnet. It depends on what the situation is. If the clothing is cut too short, possible. But if the Kohen is wearing his avnet, which is the belt, in such a way that it holds his pants up too high, and now it looks too short, then it's not a pagam in the beged. It's just the way that you're dressing. The way that you're dressing is not ma'ak of the aveda, because all of these dinim, such as the kavodah letifarat, or bado kemidatos, we'll see later on, are dinim in the beged, not in how you put a beged on. And therefore, there's a difference difference between the two cases that Shmuel is coming to say, if it's only misulak by putting your belt over it, that's okay.
Isn't it relative how you put it? Because you pull it out on the way up to your chest.
So let's wait until we get to the... We're going to talk about that in a moment. Rav Amar, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Tzuli. Whereas Rav says, I think it seems to be completely against the Braita, whether it's Merushal or whether it's misulak. So this was a problem. Of course, this is not what we have to take under our wings here to understand. Ravuna Iklal Argiza. So Ravuna came to this place, Argiza, where he went in to stay in a bed and breakfast. So Romale Barush Bazichne. And then, of course, in those days, the guys had the bed and breakfast. Were only too happy to have Ravuna staying because they could ask their questions that they were saving up here. So he asked him, Miyamar Shmuel Merushalim Kishiri. Did Shmuel really say that Merushal is kosher but Misulak is pasul? Didn't the Braita say Misulak is kosher? So he sort of shrugged that one off, Ravuna. He said, Barmine Deahi. That's the kind of question he asked Barnea. That's not the... Forget about that question, because the Shani Rami Barcham, Rami Barcham already answered that question. And that is, it depends whether the material was cut short or whether it's being worn short, because your belt is too high. Now here, we get into the question that Dr. Elman just put, Elala Rav Kash. Well, what was bothering me, really, was the fact that Rav says Merushal and Misulak are both considered Bitzulim, because now you've painted yourself into a corner. That's the problem. You see, if you're going to look at the Avne as being a solution, then it also is a problem. You can't work in both directions. Let's talk this out. The Rav Kasha, because what are you going to try to tell me? You're going to tell me, well, when it says over here that Merushalim actually is kosher, and Rav is saying it's possible that the only time Merushal is kosher, you're going to try to tell me the same thing that you won't try to tell me, right? That when the Braita says it's kosher, it's referring to a case where the problem was caused by the Avne. And therefore, the Merushal, the solution is caused by the Avne. In other words, Merushal is kosher if it's pulled up with your belt. But then what you're saying is that for all intents and purposes, that the Avne is Mige's God. That by pulling it up with your belt, for all intents and purposes, you turn the big day kuna into something that now fits. So it's not cut the size. Mika's guy means it's cut. But then how can you say Misulakim is kosher if it's only Ayyadei Avne? In other words, either the pula of the Avne is the equivalent of changing the size of the material, in which case it would be possible if it pulls it up too high, in the same way that it makes you kosher if it pulls it to the right way. Or you're going to say, no, actually, it's not a problem, meaning that it doesn't have any impact on the way we look at the clothing, but then if that's the case, that if it's too long, it should be possible. But you can't have it both ways. And that's where I'm leading you in. So then Mr. Lakin is cash. Now that is a serious problem. Omer of Zera, the truth is that we're going to have to restate this according to Rav. Rav is going to have to learn that those are not two things, because then they're contradictory. It would have to mean Merushalim that were Misulakin. That's the point. Not Merushalim or Ksherim and Misulakin or Ksherim, but rather Merushalim, which are Misulakin. And how are they Misulakin? Ayyadei Avne. So since the Avne is Migas Gaius, they're Ksherim. But Enochinami, according to Rav, we can't have both of them being kosher, because then they would be contradicting themselves. It comes out that Rav really argues that Shmuel are two completely different issues. First of all, is a beged that is misulak, the Merushal, kosher or not? So according to Shmuel, the Merushal is kosher. Therefore, I don't have to worry about the Avne. It doesn't really matter. As long as it fits him, anything that's extra, we don't care about. So this fits. If it says that Misulakim, which don't fit, are possible, that's only where they weren't cut properly. But if they're cut properly and they're just not worn properly, that's also not a problem. So basically, the two halachot are similar. You have something which fits, except it fits with more than a necessary material. So that only means it's not being worn properly. You have the beged that fits plus. Okay, so it's not being worn. You have the beged that fits, but it's too high, so it's not being worn. Because according to Rav, the Merushalim are psulim be'etzem. Because if it's too long, then it's not cut properly. Furthermore, according to Rav, if you lift up the beged with the avnate, you would be passeling it, because the avnate is the equivalent of cutting it to the size that the avnate is holding it. In which case, whereas misulak, if it's misulak ayyadei avnate, would be pasul, but if it's merushal that's pulled to size ayyadei avnate, it would be kasher. So these are two completely separate machlokes. How do we view the din of merushal? shal too long? And how do we view the din of the impact of the avnet? We'll see about that later when we get to the sugya. Omer Rebbe Zera Rav Chada Tanim Rushalim Shizekana Yadei Avnet Shevin. Omer Rebbe Yomi Ami Divi. The truth is that the question, the secondary question that Rav raises over here, which is Merushalim, that according to Shmuel, the Merushalim is not a problem. You don't need to come onto the Avnet. According to Rav, only that you were Mesalik Yadei Avnet would be kosher. The truth is that that is an old Machloket Tanaim. I think Tanya, we find by Tzitzit the question of what type of beged is chayvans al arba kanfot kesutra. So we darshan the braita only if the beged has four corners. But if it has three corners, then it's not chayvan tzitzit. Well, maybe it means if it has five corners, it's not chayvan tzitzit. Oh, in al arba v'lo chamesh. Ah, but you see, the Torah adds the unnecessary word kesutra asher t'chaseba. I mean, obviously that's what sutra are for. They're for wearing. So why do I have to say your clothes that you wear? So therefore, Kisukasha Tekaseba includes plus other things. Arba Kanfot Kisukha plus what you would wear. Asher Tekaseba. That comes to include a Baalat Chamesh. Are Baalat Chamesh Amur. Haman Imekayim Arba. So therefore, why does it say Arba Kanfot Kisukha? Arba Velo Shalosh. Well, how do you, I mean, that sounds very arbitrary. How do you know to read it in that direction? Maybe you do it in the other direction. I mean, Umara Itel Rabot Baalat Chamesh. So why are you including in the extra the five, and in the basic word four, being motzi balat shalosh? How do you know not to do the other way around? Very simple. Marbani balat chamesh, ishbatal chamesh arba. I mean, I could certainly say that I have reached a chiev of a beged of four corners. So now the question is, but have I now taken away the chiyuv by adding a fifth corner? No. Asher t'chaseba. Vashenken, if you start off with the assumption you need four corners, then obviously I haven't reached that. If I have three corners, it's much more reasonable to motzi ani balat shalosh. Shein b'chlal shalosh arba. Five is subsumes four, but certainly three does not subsume four. Now, that's one bright. Now look at the other bright that doesn't read it this way, and I believe that it boils down to the question that we just had over here. The Tanya the other brayta says on the four corners, that implies four, not three. Four, not five. Okay, so now we'll worry about what about that pasuk. We'll worry about that in a minute. But bottom line is we have a machloket about whether the additional corner is considered to be there, or whether for all intents and purposes we can consider it to be irrelevant since I already have a beged of the correct configuration. Now, I would assume the same thing with the big dekuna. I already have the beged of the correct configuration when I have it cut to my ankle length. Okay, now you're saying it's longer. Fine, okay, forget about the longer. I don't say that because it's longer, it's not the beged that is necessary. I can ignore the additional piece of material. Just like over here, I'm ignoring the additional corner. Who cares? I have the requisite beged, so put the tzitzit on the furthermost corner. Anything in between is irrelevant, that's all. Yeah, obviously I don't put it on five corners. It says only arbak at votzuta. By the way, this is about chloket ha-tapas, but that's not the Rambabas. So that, if that's the case, then my lavo kamifuket. And I assume we have over here an early expression of what appears to be here the machalok is Rav and Shmuel. One of the machalokas in Rav and Shmuel here. The Mar Sabah yeter kamandi ite dami. So one man the armor of these Tanaim, unnamed Tanaim, holds. Now, too much material is there, and it has to be dealt with. Therefore, according to Rob, that this represents, needs to be dealt with. You could say it could be dealt with the pulling it up, with the avnet, because the avnet is migas gayas, but it does need to be dealt with. And according to the other, mandi amar, mar sever kamandi leite dami, once you've got it cut to size, the problem of more is just that it's not worn to size. And that doesn't bother me. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. No, the kuling amar could, it could be that everybody else kamandi ite dami, and that is not the real basis of the machloket. The basis of the machloket is how to understand the ribui of asher t'chaseba. That's not coming to tell me a general din in whether one size assumes the other. Whether it's good, that's coming to tell me a din of tzitzit. How many kanafot are included? And you had no right to universalize that as a yesod in how to understand the nature of additional material. So because shining alcha by the tzitzit, where the Torah adds Archertech Aseba. So that's different. Obviously, Rav will say this is a general principle, except when otherwise indicated. This, you've got too much, you've got too much. Now, the only question is, does it say Archertech Aseba or does it not? Oh, so that's the issue. What indeed does the other Tana do with Archertech Aseba? I mean, now you're saying that's the whole point. So, Ve'idach, why indeed did the Torah say that absurdly redundant statement, Ksutcha Archertech Aseba? So what does Archertech Aseba mean? My Avitlet. Oh, that he needs, look at the time. The question over here is, the Torah mentioned the need to uri itemoto. Now, we know that it doesn't mean literally uri itemoto, because it's just describing an effect. But the Torah doesn't gently describe effects, unless that effect has a meaning that's translatable into an actual parameter of chiyuv. I can understand the parameter of chiyuv in two possible ways. Either it's referring to a type of beged that isn't generally seen, your pajamas, let's say, which is the nighttime, so it's not something that is present in the light. Or it may be that the wearer needs to be able to see. So that if he's blind, then there's no point to see. Now, I don't know which one that means. So this is the issue in the bright. The truth is that there's a subcategory, which is a machloket, about whether we're talking about ksut laila, any ksut at night, or ksut that is biyuchet for the night. It's a definition of the ksut, or it's a definition of the time. But in any event, this bright here learns from the word uri temoto, pratlech ksut. That comes to exclude things that are made for the nighttime, as Rashi explained. You say it means Sulayla, maybe it means Ratlas Suma, that a person who is blind is not Mechuyim and Tzitzit. Kishu Omer Asher Techaseba. But then it goes on to say this redundant phrase, things that you wear. So then that clearly includes even if the wearer is blind. We're going to ask in a moment, well, how do you know it clearly includes? So therefore it's already mentioned. Amani Mechaim Ritemoto. That's got to mean Pratlasut Laila. Really? I mean, it's awfully arbitrary. Umara itel rabel tksut suma velo tziksut laila? How do you know which one is going to be included? Because if the issue is asher re'itemot, you need to be able to see. It doesn't say who need to be able to see. It needs to be sealed. Now, obviously, it's far more likely to be marba the ksut of a suma, which is seeable by other people. I mean, it's certainly a leap to say that the individual who's wearing the tzitzit, he's the one that has to see it. So if anything, asher techaseba is, well, look, if you're wearing it, that's enough. Who said you have to see it? Well, doesn't it say Ritem? Yeah, that's that it can be seen. So other people can see it. But as far as I'm concerned, Asher Techaseba. Are you wearing that? Yeah, but I don't see. Who cares if you see it? Therefore, that's coming to be Marba the Ksutsuma, that is Chayev, Masha Inki, that's Yeshva B'riyai Tzalachirin, that is clothing that is seen. Motse Ani Ksut Laila makes much more sense to exclude from Ritem Oto something that is universally definable as not to be seen. She'ina b'riya etzel acherim. And therefore, he uses Archertech Aseba to be marbe the suma. Now, the question is this necessarily a subject of an argument? If you learn Archertech Aseba to be marbe ba'alat hanesh, so does he have to disagree about the suma? And all that the suma indeed is water? No, it's gemar v'ida. The one who uses Archertech Aseba to tell me even a five-cornered beggar, that is nafkele me Asher. He uses the word Asher Techaseba instead of simply saying Ksutchash Techaseba. So the Asher is an additional word that is marba both the Baalat Chamesh, so the five-cornered hat would be higher, and versus none, and the Suma also. Whereas Idach doesn't have two drushes, Asher Lo Dorish, and therefore Asher Techaseba coming to be marba Suma, not coming to be marba Baalat Chamesh. Vakol Sharir V'Kayam. Tana Rabbana. The word that the Torah uses to describe the bigdei kuna, is that they need to be made out of bad. Michlas a bad. What exactly does bad mean? So bad seems to be saying over here, bad means the following thing. Bad means it has to be made out of linen. Now, how the heck bad means that? I was going to ask. But bad means you shall boot. Furthermore, bad means it has to be new. Also not clear. How do we know that? Bad means that it has to be twisted threads. Bad means that it has to be chutan kafur shisha. So each thread, besides being twisted itself, where's my ball? Bad also means, thank you. I just want you to know that every one of those spikes is tinged with a little bit of poison. Yeah, just be ready. at the Australian vision of the puffer adder. So, but also means that each one of them has to be twisted together with five other threads to make a very thick six-part thread. And therefore, if it would be any other way, the chora would be not kosher. And bad further means that shelo yilvash shelchol imahem. You can't wear anything else with these clothing. They have to be worn levat, all on their own. Normally a bailer of Yosef, that's a heavy load to put on a bad. I mean, bishlam shushel bud. Yeah, understand, you say they have to be made out of linen. That means that linen and only linen is kosher. Mini akrina lo. But are you trying to say that bad means that they have to be new? And if they're not brand new, they're worn down, and then they're not kosher. But Tanya, Mishuchakin Kshir, we just had the Braita, that even if the Bigdei Kuna are worn out, they're kosher. Oh, Malay, boy, you sure let me get away with a heck of a lot, if that's your only question. I mean, what kind of questions are these? Well, the time is. Bad, you let me say something absolutely idiotic. You let me say, bad means that they have to be chutan kavu shisha. I mean, really now. It sure seems to me that the word bad means they should be alone. If anything, they mean it shouldn't be kavu. And you're telling me a word that says bad alone means that it should be kavu shisha. And I sit there spouting this nonsense, and you sit back, and the only question you can come up with is, oh, well, didn't the price say that Mishul Chakim are kosher? I mean, I'm not paying attention to what I'm saying. So obviously, I mean, it couldn't mean that. Ella, well, I mean, what did you mean? How did you understand subconsciously what I was saying? Because if anything, bad, chad, chad, v'chodemad, the word bad is much for each one individually. As a matter of fact, I mean, that's how we arrive at the conclusion, as we'll see, that it needs to be pishtan, because that's the way pishtan grows. You put it as seed of pishtan, and it grows a single tiva, a pod. No, a pod. That pod is then broken. First of all, you use it, you put it into water, it's deep there, and then it's broken down over a period of time, bacteriologically, the white thing go horribly. And then you pound on it, and then you get the thread effect, you can do fibers. But when it grows as a single pod. So there, that's the way in which I know bod, that stress its singularity, as opposed to other type of materials, where cotton is fibrous, wool, flip tip, and so on and so forth. As we've seen the Gemara. So that's how I really know. That's the same way I know that it should be Chadash. I know it should be Chadash because it's saying it should be in the same state that it was when it was a Bad. In other words, it should be new. So if that's the case, the Bad is stressing the singleness of it. Can't possibly mean that I'm learning out from the word Bad that it has to be Kavul Shisha, right? El Hachikam. In other words, you completely misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm simply saying, Begadim Shenemar Behem Bad. There is a common denominator on all of the big day kuna in which bad was mentioned. That each one of these things is going to have to be derived from somewhere. I was just giving you now a summary. Those things need to be of both. Yes, the word bad does mean both, as we'll see. They need to be new. They need to be shizurim. They need to be chutan kafur shisha. Now, I'm not saying that this defines the word bad, in which case it would be ma'akev. I'm just saying these are dinim. Now, yesh b'am l'mitzvah. Some of them are indicated by other psukim, which tells us that it's the right way to do it. Some of them are all actually definitive of the word bad, in which case it would be la'akev, because the Torah could repeat bad many times. So now let's start. You said, bad means kitna. You're claiming that it means linen. How do you know that? Omer of Yosef or Avichina, well, I mean, it's stressing the bad. So it's davar ha'olem and ha'karka, bad bevad. It's something that comes up, each seed that's planted creates now one pod. And that's pod, bad, actually related. So, I mean, isn't that true about wool? Wool, each hair grows out of one follicle, and therefore you could say it grows bad. So ima amra, no, the whole point of amra, the usefulness of wool is the fact that it's mitzvah. That's the whole difference between a hairy goat and a woolly sheep, right? Is that the hair splits on the edge, which is what gives it its insulating qualities, that you bedafka do not have hairs. That's what we call it, the sar, the seir. Sair is hairy, and therefore it's not very good for clothing. Wool is woolly, and therefore it is good for clothing. So the point of amr is that it's mitzah.
Sheep.
Yeah, the goat is called sar. That's, we make sar out of that. It's very, it's not a material that is fluffy at all. So, well, I mean, linen is also mitzah. Well, of course, mitzah, after you process it, for God's sake, de lukuta mitzah. You have to go through all these steps, you bang on it, and then you get it to break. We're talking about the way in which it grows. I'm telling you, sh'olem in akarka, but now you're telling me it breaks. Thank you. Ravina Marmehoch. Ravina said, well, take a look at the pasuk in Yecheskel, and you'll see that bad has to be referring to linen. Because there it says, beferush, parei pishtim, yiyu al rosham, umichnese pishtim, yiyu al motnehem. So now, I mean, the very things that are called bad in the Torah itself, in the description of Bigdei Kohanah, are there, never referred to as bad, they're referred to as pishtim. So pishtim, obviously, is bad. So doesn't that show you? Lo yachru b'yeza, which we'll explain later, they shall not put on their belts in a sweaty area. I'm going to ask you, you know, that's the weirdest thing I ever heard. You're bringing me a raya from Yecheskel? And ad da ata Yecheskel, I mean, all what did we think before Yecheskel arrived on the scene? So when people were reading Bad, what did they think of Bad was? How are you bringing me a raya from Yecheskel? Volatimeh. What, you don't like bringing a raya from Yecheskel? And when Rav Chista said, well, the following, davar ze mitorat Moshe Rabbeinu lolamano, interestingly, we never learned this in Moshe Rabbeinu's book, but midivre Yecheskel ben buzi lamadu. Well, what did we learn? Kol ben nechar aral lev v'aral basar lo yavoa migdashi. Here it says a new halacha that Moshe never mentioned, that when it's talking about an aral, it doesn't necessarily mean somebody who's got a foreskin, it means who's got a closed up heart. So a person who's a mummer and rejects HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be a kohen. So you're going to ask the same question. Gosh, at shabaya cheska minola. And he says beferish. He said beferish. Nobody screams at him. And what did we do before Yecheskel came? Because everybody understood that. You got to be crazy to think that we're really learning something out of Yecheskel. Who's Yecheskel that we'd be able to learn anything out of him? He's only a Navi, and a Navi Rishai L'Chadesh Davar. So obviously, all we're talking about is utilizing the normative halacha that Yecheskel mentions as an indication of what was accepted as normative halacha. So clearly, until Yecheskel, you're going to ask, Hashibar Yecheskel Minala. And clearly everyone understood that there was no issue. We always knew this from the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu had given over. This is the definition. So that Aral is not only Aral Basar. It's Aral Leib. The same thing is true over here. Bad. You ask me, what does Bad mean? Because you don't use the word Bad. Therefore, you need to bring a riot from your Yecheskel that it should be now. For all times, everyone should remember, boys, Bad means fishing. Great. But, I mean, obviously, we knew what Bad meant. So it comes along now, Yecheskel, only to be Asmechiakra. So we use the pasuk in Yecheskel to remember that this is what it means. So I'm saying the same thing, that's all. I'm saying, look, there's no question about what the meaning of Bad is. I mean, it's clear that it means Pishim. Of course, the entire thing is an extremely fascinating issue, because, of course, Pishim means Yishayim. Bad means completely alone. It's part of the entire machlokas of Chaim V'Hevel on who gets Pishtayim. If it goes out, Dorsha Tzeberu Pishim, which is what we've been doing over here. How do we know Bad means Pishim? Maybe it means Semer. That's part of the initial machlokas on who gets a Bechorah, which is the Pishtayim issue. Therefore, goes all the way back to the nature of Shatnez, which is Endel Bidehuna. It's not a small point we're talking here. On the partial level of the Gemara, we're only talking about this issue of Gemara Gemirah. But this is an actual central issue, Bechlal, to the whole nature of the development of Torah, going all the way back to the beginning. You'll remember that Kayin and Hevel, the argument was on truth, because they were bringing Bikuri to the Amnesia, to Yisro. Yisro's other name is Kayin. Moshe Rabbeinu married the actress, right? He gets married to Yisro. So the Kaini, they were arguing about the actual daughter, for what's that daughter? All of those in the Darshan? No, kind of weird. Okay, anyway, it's a lot of fun. One day, maybe we'll get into those issues. But of course, the Big Day Kahuna bring back those initial questions. How does a person serve God with Semer or Pishim? So that Kayin brought Pishim, as Rashi says, and Hevel brought Semer, and bringing from his own. That's a question. That becomes the difference between Menachas and Tvachim. Becomes a whole question of how to do essential avodah. Okay. Well, of course. The Gemara is always multi-level. Now, you mentioned, by the way, just in passing, lo yachgaru biyaza. What exactly does that mean? Do not tie your belt in sweat. Omar Abaya, it means lo yachgaru b'makom shemazi'im. Kinetanya. Don't tie the avni, kishem chogrim, ain't chogrim lo lamata mimot nehem. So what you don't want is have a low-lying avni with your tummy lying on top of it for a fat Cohen, who's now going to get all of that sweat from the buildup of heat. And lo lamala me'atzileim, don't pull your pants up by putting the avdate above the point where your elbows come against the side of your torso, because then it's going to get caught between your arms and your abdomen, which is also sweating, because then that whole area doesn't have air getting to it. And therefore, make sure that it's right in the right place. So lo lamata mibotehem, velo lamala meatzileihem, ela keneged atzileihem, right by the area where your elbow touches. Om Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, you know, once, Huna Bar Natan told me that one time, Zimna Chara Vagimna Kamedi Izdagadar Malka, this is one of the kings of the Persians at the time of the Gemara, his name was Izgadar, and I actually had I had my belt too high. And I was pushing it down, and what they did was, and it means also they pushed, that's what Mashmaut and Rashi, but the king told me, you better be careful where you put your belt, buddy. You guys are considered to be a mamlechet kohanim. So how do you dress like that? So in other words, the king took for granted that this is a pegia in propriety. So if you guys are supposed to be the highest of the high, how do you wear your belt like a slob? Oh, so when I came, I told over this maisa to Amemar, this is what Huna Bar Natan told Rav Ashi. When I came to Amemar, he told me, this is an amazing story, because this is an actual kiyum of the Nevi'ahs of Yeshayahu, where he said, Vayu Malachim Omnayach, that kings will be your teachers. So here's a king that recognized your darga as being a Ben Yisrael, and teaches you how to put on a belt properly, which we have to learn out from the pasuk of Lo Yachdu Rabbi Yoza. Here, the man understood it. Very nice. The royal tailor. There isn't any. Except that sheish equals bob. Well, we're gonna get to all of this. Like sheish, such as Zurim Shisha. What are you bringing up now? You're too early. We haven't finished. Akate miocha nafka miotam nafka v'natnu b'nei Aaron haKohen b'kiuno limei haKohen Gadol shlavash b'gdei Kohen Eded v'avad avodato psula. אם אתה מאבד מן אחד מילי עבודה דמעקפה כפרה, אבל עבודה דלא מעקפה כפרה לא. Yeah, but still, I can't tell you how to do it. Vorchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim ha-netachim ha-kohanim b'chihunan. Mekan l'kohen edit של הבש בגדי כהן גדול, ויעבד עבודתו פסולה. אם אתה מאבד מן אחד מילי חסר, אבל ייתור לו כמה שמולן. תנו רבן, היו מרושלים, מסולקים, משוחקים, ויעבד עבודתו כשירה. לבש שני מכנסיים, שני אמנטים, חסר אחד, יתר אחד, או שהייתה לו רתיעה או מכת בשורות תחת בגדו, או שהיו מטושטשים או מקוראים ועבד, עבודתו פסולה. אומר רבי יונה, אומר שמו, מרושלים כשרים מסולקים פסולים, ואותנים מסולקים כשרים, אומר רבי בר חמאל לוקה, שכאן שסולקן על ידי אבנט, וכאן דלתנו מי קרא, which is כלל, I mean, that's terrible. Rav Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev, meaning either Merushal or Mesulak, Psulim. Ravuni Iklalar Giza. Ramalai Barbarush Bezichna, Mion Mashbo Merushalim Kshirin Mesulakim Psulim. Vatani Mesulakim Kshirin. Amalai Barmin Eide Ahid, Shani Rami Bar Choma. Ah, but that answer, Rav Kasha. Chite Mamai Merushalim Mesulakim Ayde Avneid. Then what you're saying is that the Avneid is Migas Gaius. So then Mesulakim would be a problem. Omer Abzera, the fact is that Rav would have to combine these two into one statement. Merushalim Shesilkan is what it means. Ayadevnet Sheri. Omer Abir Melvidifti. Merushalim Shaloshil Silkan. The other machlok is a Rav and Shmuel here is a Tanoi, the Tanya. Al Arbakan Fotkisutcha Arbavalo Shalosh. How do you know? Maybe it's Arbavalo Chamesh. Kishuomer Shetchaseba Arebalat Chamesh Amur. Aman imekayim arba, arba velo shalosh. Mara ita l'rabot balot chamesh, velo tzi balat shalosh. Because marbani balat chamesh, because chamesh subsumes arba. Umotzi ani balat shalosh, she'im beklal shalosh arba. V'tanya idach, al arba kanfot kisutcha, this means across the board. Arba is varba velo shalosh, arba velo chamesh, I assume ba kamiflegei. Mar sava yeter commandi ite dami, umar sava yeter commandalete dami. La kuliyama commandi ite dami, Rav would say. Vishani acha the rabbi rachman ashet chaseba. And what indeed does the other Tanya do with ashet chaseba, my Avidle? Mi boile le kidetanya. Ur itemoto prat lechsut laila. Oinelo prat lechsut suma. But kishomer shetchaser ba'arech satzur ma'amur. Ha'man ime kemuri item ato prat ksut laila. Umara ital rabot ksut suma lo tzik ksut laila. Marba niksut suma sheyesh nabriya etzel acherim. Umotzia niksut laila sheina briya lo etzel acherim. Vida nafkele mi'asher. Vida kasher lo dorish. Tana Rabbanan, Baat Shir Shalbots, Baat Shir Chadashim, Baat Shir Shizurim, Baat Shir Chutin Kafur Shisha, Baat Shlo Yivat Shal Cholimayim. Omle Abay Lov Yosef, Bishlama Shir Shalbots, okay, Baat Shir Shalbots say Midi Yechun Din Lo, but Baat Shir Chadashim? Are you claiming Chadashim in Shechakim Lo? I thought it says Bishuchakim Kshayrik. Omle Abay Lov Time, if you really believe me, Baat Shir Chutin Kafur Shisha, if anything, Baat is Mashma Chad Chad Lechudei Mashma. Begadim, Shenemar, Behem, Bad, here is a summary of what they need to be defined as. Tzrichim, Shoshabot, Chadashim, Shizurim, Chutan Kofur Shisha. Now, I'm not saying whether this is definitive. Yeshua and Mitzvah, Yeshua and Yaakov. Me, my guy, Bad is Kitna anyway. Omrav Yezber, Bechanina, it's a remes to a seed pod. Davar Olem and Akarka, Bad, Bebad. Ema Amra, Amra Miftzel. Well, kitna zami mifzo. Ayde lokuta et mifzo. Revino me mehocha. Parei pishtim yiyu arosham, umichlisei pishtim yiyu av motneem, lo yachru beyoza. Omle Ravashi Revino, oh, fancy, adate yecheskel minolam, vlo taime chodom revkis sedover zavitorat Moshe Rabbeinu, lo lamadnu, midibre yecheskel bebuzi lamadnu, kol ben nechar, alev, aral basar, lo yavo amigdashi, atchubay yecheskel minolam, obviously, Gemara Gemara Lava Ati Cheskas Meachra. Or Kanami Gemara Gemara Lava Ati Cheskas Meachra. What's the meaning of the words Lo Yachru Beyaza? Om Rabbi, it means Lo Yachru Bemakom Shemeziim. Kiretani Kishem Chogrim, En Chogrim Lo Lamatna Mimotneem, Velo Lamala Meatzileem, Elach Neged Atzile Yedehem. Om Ravashi, Om Lehuna Bar Natan. There one time Avakim Nakamedi is the God of Malka. The following is the Daf from the previous Daf Yomi cycle. Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in Zvochim, four lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Merushalim Mesulakim Meshuchakim V'Avad Avedasek Sher. Until now we were talking about Mechusar Begadim Ma'amish. The Kohen doesn't have all four Begadim or all eight Begadim as a Kohen Gadol. But how about if the Begadim that he does have don't fit? Either the Merushalim, which means they're too long, they're dragging around on the ground, or Mesulakim, they're too short and they're up above where they're supposed to be, or the Mishukhakim, and they're worn out, and the old Begadim, which is improper for Begadim that are going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, if he uses such Begadim, b'di'avad avadato kishera, yud, mami, b'di'avad.
The Begadim, Mokusa Begadim, even if he has too much, if he's a plain coin,
yes.
And he has eight,
yes.
But he already has the regular amount. That is, the four he has, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, even though he's a regular Kohen,
yeah.
And he puts on Kohen Gadol's clothes, but the first four that he puts on are from a regular Kohen, so why is he with the star?
You're going back asking on yesterday's Gemara? It's getting worse by the minute. It's not bad enough that you went ahead so that you didn't have to learn it with me, but now I'm supposed to take responsibility for how someone else taught you the Gemara.
When one points another, he is responsible.
All right, touche. The idea over here is not, as you're looking at it, as being capable of subsuming. One can subsume the other. Because the point over here is not each baguette, and then we will add a baguette, so we made a big deal if we added a baguette. It's very similar over here to tarpus. If you're going to have too many of an organ, it's just as bad as having too few of an organ. The idea of the coin, the kihuna, is the specific number of the gadim that Torah wanted. It's not that we're sort of adding kashrus to him as we put in each baguette. In any event, if those begadim that he does have are too long or too short or they're worn out, bidi avad, and as I was saying, bidi avad here means literally bidi avad, right? Isn't that interesting? Where he already did the avad, avadot se kishera. Lo bashnei mechnasayim. Oh, and here we enter into the realm of the question that Sabagash was asking. If you put on too many begadim of your arba begadim, so you put on two mechnasayim, the two avnetim, or you were missing one of the begadim, siser achat, or yiter achat, you added some other baguette that didn't belong as one of the four begadim. O shaitalo retiya al makat b'sarot achat b'ido, or you had a bandage on, which now becomes a chatzitza between the flesh of the kohen and the beged, and after all, remember it says in Michtas Eivad Yuvash Al Bisaro, and this is not Al Bisaro. Oh, Shahayu Metushtashin, or the begadim were dirty, O Mekurain, or they were torn, and all of these cases, if Avad Avadato Psuva, because these begadim are not Ruuyim to do Avedas HaMelachim. They're not considered to be L'chavod and L'tiforas, which is the way that the begadim are mentioned in the parsha, which is Megela Halacha. It's not just telling me the hashkafa that the begadim is supposed to be mechubadim. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Merushalim Shemim. It's not quite so simple. Shmuel said that if they're too long, they're kosher. It's only if they're mesulakim that they're psulim. If they're too short, that they're possible. We just said in the Brisa, what do you mean? Vatanya mesulakim kisherim. The Brisa just said the first cases was that even if it's mesulak, it's kosher. Amrami bachamalos hashya. Kan shesu kan ayde avne. Kan the less from the yikara klal. Big difference between the two cases. The case in the Brisa that talks about mesulakim being kisherim is talking about that the avne was used to curl the top of the begadim around, such as you often find in skirts and so on, they're pleated and they're pulled up. So over there, even though it's not fitting properly, but at least the material is there. So the begad is a begad, is a kosher begad. He's just wearing it wrong. Mashain came in the case where Shmuel is saying that mitzvahkin or psulim. That's talking about where the material doesn't exist, and over there, the begad per se doesn't fit in which case. It's not kosher. Rav Amar Efazevi Efazev Psulim. Rav says that even Merushalim are Psulim, either way. So that whether it's Merushal or whether it's Psulim, it's possible. Now this, of course, seems to be a problem with what we just had, which now the Gemara is going to discuss, because it seems that Rav contradicts the Brice. Ravuna Ikra Margiza. Ramalei Baruch Bezirkle. The Buddha came to a town, Arjiza, and he was staying in a certain person's house or inn. And the son of the Balat Abayit here, asked him the following question. Started with Shmuel. Shmuel, we know already the answer, but he hadn't heard the answer. Started with Shmuel. Mi amar Shmuel Merushalim Kisherim Mesulakim Psulim. Is it true that Shmuel said that if it's Mesulak, it's possible? Doesn't the bride say to Perush Ratani Mesulakim Kisherim? So Rav Huna told him, Bar Min Hedei, don't bother me about that question. It's an old question. The Sharia Rami Bar Chama, we know Rami Bar Chama already answered that question by explaining that there's a difference between a mesulak because it was wrapped around the avnet and a mesulak but it's not enough material in the first place. But the problem, if you're going to ask a problem, the problem is for Rav Kasha. Rav said that both mesulak and merushal are possible. And the Brisa says both mesulak and merushal are possible. And with Rav, you can't answer the same answer that you answered with Shmuel, because the Mordechai, if you hold that the Avnei is considered that it's there, so then why is the Mesulak possible according to him? Because you can't split the cases, can you? I'm going to explain this in a minute, but first I will make a broker.
Torah outside, you know, even the front one, from the image from. The key tema, so says Rabbi, you're going to try to answer Rab the way you answered Shmuel, and you'll say, well, my Merushalim, Mesulakim Ayadei Avne. There's a difference in the Brisa. The Brisa was talking about where the material was there, but you wrapped it around the Avne. And the din is what? Now you're going to have to say, according to Rav, what would be the halacha? The Tana and the Brisa was saying that the Merushalim are kosher because I pulled them up. So in other words, there's too much material, but the coin looks good. It looks good because he wrapped it around his belt. In other words, you'll try the opposite approach that you did for Shmuel, because by Rav you've got the problem of the too long. Rav says the too long is fossil, and the bride says the too long is kosher, and you'll try the same approach. You'll say, okay, it means too long, but you pulled it up with your belt. So if you pulled it up with your belt, the only reason it would be kosher is because we would say that for all intents and purposes, the Avdin has cut off the additional material. It doesn't make any difference. So you're saying the Avdin is Migas guys. So then you'll have the problem with Sulakim. So how are you going to answer the Sulakim? If you try to say the Sulakim, the same thing you said for Shmuel, then you have a stira. If the Avnet is Migas guy is, so then if it's Misulak, it's as if the material isn't there at all, then it should be possible. So how are you going to answer both the case of Misulakim and Merushalim according to Rav? One of them is going to be a problem with the Braisa, Mamonisha. Omer, Rabbi Zera, says Rabbi Zera, you're absolutely right. Rav doesn't have two separate cases. Rav Chodatani, Mesulakim wasn't, according to Rav, a different case. He read the Brisa like this, Merushalim, that were Mesulakim, meaning that were Mesulakim, Ayyadei Ha'avneit, they are Ksherim. The Haruge Emek have returned. Well, welcome home to the home of the brave and the free. You still want the Harry Potter?
And most of the
All right.
Is it an open copy?
I think we have one.
So, continue. So Mamela, there's no problem, because in Rav, the Brisa that was saying that it's kosher was talking about Merushalim, that you were Misalek with the Avne, and the Avne is Migas guy is, and therefore it's perfectly okay, was Rav was talking about that you weren't Misalek then. So it's either Misulakim or the Merushalim, the Mitzulim. Omer of Yumi Amidipsi. The truth is, Merushalim Shalosil Kan Tanoi. Seems to me that if you have Merushalim that were not Mesulakim, you run into a Machlokas Tanoim. The question is whether additional material, whether we view it as being there, or for all kinds of purposes, we can ignore it. We find exactly the same thing, don't we, when it comes to tzitzis. How many kanfot big day ten can you have? It's still be fine with tzitzis. So it's a Machlokas. The Tanya al Arba Kanfot Kisutcha, this teaches me Arba Valo Shalosh, that if you have a beggar that only has three corners, so then it's not Chayav Mashma, but five corners it is Chayav, because in the five corners you still have four corners. Says the Gemara, how do you know it means four and not three? Maybe it means Ein El Arba Valo Chamesh. Well, Yeshua Mash, it's a Kaseba Hare Baalat Chamesh Amur. Since obviously the third thing Marvin, because I mean if it says Arba Kanfot, what's the condition of saying it says Kisutcha, so what do you have to say Hashem Tachaseba? I mean I should imagine what else you're going to do with your Kisut except being Mitchaseh, but the point is that it's adding that you should be Marvin. Okay, so I'm being Marvin the Balat Chamesh, so what does Arba mean? Arba Valor Shalosh Umara Ital Rabot Balat Chamesh Losi Balat Shalosh. And how did you know which direction to go? Very simple. Marbani Balat Chamesh. Sheyesh Bifal Chamesh. Arba. It makes more sense to be Marba the five, because the five includes the four. Umotiani Balat Shalosh. Sheyin Bifal Shalosh. Arba.
So now this Tana holds that a five-cornered baguette is higher than sitzis, but the other brisa says, "Tanya, al arba katvot sutcha is both arba v'lo shalosh, arba v'lo chamesh." Now look here, the machlokes is my lava kamipuke. Mar sava yesa kemandi isay dami. The man the Yomar says that you have. Oof, tell him to do it. We simcha today. Big. I mean, for me, it's all new. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you've seen each other. I don't know, this is all tremendously exciting. Really, it's wonderful. So, if you hold a balat chamesh is potter from sitzis, it's because you can't say. Let's ignore the extra one. Who cares? You have to say what's there is not a bat arba. It's a bat chamesh. It's something different. The other man, the Amar, holds that a balat chamesh, we can simply ignore the additional material, and we can say, but we still have four. So if that's the case, it's something like a big egg. You have additional material. Fine, okay, ignore the additional material. So in which case, the shayla of how to understand Merushalim should be dependent in the Machlokes Tanoim Legabe Tzitzis. See, enough. And nothing to do with it. Kulei Hama Kabani Yisei Dami. Everybody would agree that Merushalim could be Psulim, and it's, they don't ignore extra material. The only reason that over here you'd be Chayav on Chamesh is because the Torah was Marba Shet HaKasev. So once it's Marba, it means that the issue over here is not that it has to be the specific number of corners on your baguette. It means that it has to have a minimum of those corners. That's all that it means. Much anchored by the big day kuruna, where it's telling you not that it has to have a minimum. It's telling you it has to fit. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. So what is the, if that's the machlokes, what does the other mandi omar indeed do with the pasuk asher tachaseba? So hi, asher tachaseba, my avid, like, what does he use it for? He uses Asher Tachaseba not to tell me Balas Chamesh, but rather to deal with the question of is the Re'itemoto to be applied across the board. It says Re'itemoto. Now Re'itemoto means, could mean two possible things, maybe both. Could mean it has to be visible, in which case we're talking about clothing that is meant to be worn in the daytime. Or it could mean that the person who's wearing it is capable of sight. But if he's not shayach to Re'itemoto, if he's blind, then he's not included. So the Braisa says like this, Re'itemoto prat l'ksut laya. That tells me that begadim that are made for use at the night time, again, you know this is a famous machlokes, whether it's the begadim that are used in the night time or whether it means the night time for any begadim. But let's assume now, like Rashi, the begadim that are made for use at night are not included. Oh, eino ela prat l'ksut sumam. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means the begadim of a blind person. Harpotzer. No. If Yeshua Omer, shetachaseba areksut sumamur. If it says a ribui, then that ribui is coming to tell me even if it's not a sighted person. And how do you know which one to be marba and which one to be mamayin? Because marba makes more sense to talk about universals than to talk about specifics. So it's talking about a type of baguette that nobody sees. That is much more reasonable to say it's meant to be excluded than to say the type of baguette which somebody else was wearing would be in fact like any other baguette. But the person who's wearing it happens not to be able to see it. I mean, that should be potter. Why should that be potter? So over there, I'm going to be marva the ksutsuma because everybody else can see it. Most any ksut laila, which is a universal standard. So mamela, the asher tachaseba is needed to be marva ksutsuma, and doesn't come to be marva the talis that has five kenafos. The idach napkele me asher tachaseba. The idach asher lo darish. The question is, do we have that extra asher to be darish? Tanurava. Now, at this point, we think that when the
The Torah, the drasha over here in the Braisa is referring to the word bad. That then Mifta say bad yubasha. But what does bad mean? We think it's telling us. In the end, it's going to turn out that it's not that the word bad means necessarily all of the following things, but that we're applying these halakas to those begotten in which it says bad. But right now, we think that bad means shiyuch chadashim. They have to be like they were as they were a bad. Now, a bad, we understand to be a reference to pishtan, because it's bonded together in a bad, pishtan, initially. And then it's beaten and it's separated. So the thought over here was that bad is a reference to its natural state. The natural state is that it's new. So as close as you can get the material to its natural state, it has to be new. It can't be worn out. Bad, few shizurim, it also has to be spud, which of course doesn't make sense, because then it's more than one thread. It's not in a bad. I mean, it seems to be the opposite. Shri Marvalet. Bad shiukutim kofu shisha. Which is strange. I mean, bad means alone, doesn't it? It means a single branch. So how did it get to mean six? Of course, beis and dalet is six. Bad shalo yilba shalcho imahem. That's bad, it should be alone. You shouldn't have other big day fall together with the big day kuna. Look, I understand that bad could mean that there has to be shalbots, there has to be pishtan. Kamashmalan, that votes in midiaflini low. You can't use any other material. But bad shu chadoshim is mashmal, you're telling it's ma'akin. But this is definition, which means that if it's only, if it's new, but if it's shifakim, if it's used begadim and it's already worn, that it's potsom yikra, then that's not called bad. But the braisa just before, Imam Aleph said, mishufakim kisherim. I don't understand how you could learn out from the din of the word bad something that according to the braisa is not ma'akim. Or Marleis, Rabbi Yosef told the Baye, I don't understand you. Well, the time is bad, you're putting kapu shisha. I understand. Is that what you think it means? That the word bad implies that it has to have six threads? If anything, it's the opposite. I mean, bad, chava, chava, chodei mashma. If anything, the word bad is mashma, that you want individual threads, and not that they should be six threads that before you weave them together. Clearly, the meaning of the braisa was not to darshan the word bad. What it was saying is that the characteristics of bad, some of them likuva, some of them not likuva, some of them we know from this word, some of them we know from other words, we will have to see them in the Gemara and Yuma goes through how we know it. But all it's saying is that those begadim that are mentioned, the word bad, the gadim shnema ben bad, tzrichim sheyiyu shalbuts, they have to be made out of linen. They have to be chadashim. Doesn't mean that they're not chadashim, that they're not bad. They're still bad, but they're not the best quality. No, that they shouldn't look worn. They shouldn't be the yeshiva shesut. And
the shiny look.
Shizurin she kutan kafur shisha. Now, yesh ve'a mitzvah v'yesh ve'en lakeh. There's some of these things indeed are ma'akev mamish, other are a mitzvah that it should be this way. Now, we might die bad kitanu. How do we know? Okay, so if we're not bad, why do we know the word bad implies boots? Amr of Yosef b'Rabbi Chanina. It means dover ha'oleh b'rakarka, bad b'bad. It means that in its natural state, it comes up as a single pod. You'll never get, you plant a seed of flax, you don't get a lot of branches coming up from it. It comes up one branch. So that's why bad means boots. As to the Gemara, understand, I mean, you could say that it means maybe wool. Each piece of wool comes up as a separate strand. It's the same thing. Or can you say that it's an ema amra? Maybe it means wool. No, I mean, Amra's miftal. Look at it. I mean, the whole point of wool is that it's fluffy. You look at the edge, the hair splits.
into little pieces, and that's how it gets its fluffiness, that's how it retains its heat. Well, did you ever see anybody wearing a baguette made out of a flax pod? I mean, obviously, you break it open so it turns into little pieces. And now you have also fluffy little threads, no? Yes, but it'll never do that on its own. You have to let it soak and break down the enzymes, or you have to bust, bang on it, and so on. I mean, it's a whole process, but wool, that's its natural growth. It starts to grow out, and then it splits at the top and becomes woolly.
Woolen?
W-O-O-L. It grows on a sheep. An amazing thing. It does not grow in the clothing store or in the supermarket. Rabbi Amar, Me'ar. Ravina says, I'll tell you how I know that bod is boots. Does it say mitle say bod? It certainly does. And in Yecheskel, does it say pare pishkim yuarosham, umichase pishkim yuamotnehem? Lo yachru beyeza? Now how could, I thought it's supposed to be bod. So how did Yecheskel say it's pishkim? Obviously, bod is pishkim. There you go. Which, of course, if you think about it, a galad is a pishtayim of a base, which equals sheish. So that the pishtim, bab, and sheish are all interrelated. Omar Ravashi, the Ravina, the Adas Yecheskel, me know that's very nice drasha. But until Yecheskel came along, it took quite a few hundred years. I mean, until then, how did people know this drasha that you're bringing us from Yecheskel a drasha? No, that's a kasha. We know the famous Maimer of Rav Chisda, that the following Dover Zer, Mitzaras Meisher Rabbeinu Lolamad. Here I'm going to show you something. You can't find it in the Seir of Meisher Rabbeinu, and we give you Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamad. How do you like that? You read Yecheskel, and there you find it. Kol Ben Mechar, Aral Lev, the Aral Basar, Lo Yavo Amigdashi. So from here we see that somebody who is in a matzah in which he's an Aral, he's not able to do the Abayda, and the Mechawal is Abayda. How do we know it? Because it says that if he's an Aral, live in Aral Basar, he can't come into Beit HaMikdash. So you can ask, Achaboy, Eskel Minola. And I don't understand. Didn't Rav Chisda think about the question of how did we know this before Yecheskel came along? It's well, Lamad Mitaras Meisher Rabbeinu. Ella, what's the pshat? Does he really mean we're learning it from Yecheskel? Obviously, Gemara Gemir Elam. We always knew this to be the Halacha. Meisher Rabbeinu taught this as Halacha. But it wasn't written in the Torah. Biksav. Comes along Yecheskel. The Yatmecheyaklo. Of course, we're not going to learn it from Yecheskel, but we're going to be saying it on the Puskin that's written. So, Finami, when he says here, do you think he means that we're going to learn it out? He means Gemara Gemir Elam that the word bad means sheish. And then comes along now Yecheskel, and he shows us mitnasei pishtim. You shouldn't make a mistake of thinking that it's something else. But what's the end of that pasuk? Lo yachru b'yeza. They should not put on the chagurot, shouldn't put on their belts in a place in which it's yeza. What does that mean? I'm rabbi, lo yachru b'yeza. It means very simply, don't wear a belt in a place that is normally sweaty. Kiritanya, Shem Chogrin, when a kohen is Choger, in Chogrin lo lamata mimotnehem, a belt of the kohen is not put below the waist. Because anybody who has a tire on his waist, it folds over and sweats.
And then the skin
folds.
And that's where the sweat is.
That's where the sweat is, and that's the wrong place to put the belt. Furthermore, if you put the belt above the level that your elbows touch the side of your torso, then that area is sweaty because your hands are in contact with your body. So the only place to put a belt is between the level of the elbow and the waist. And that's where it would have to be.
Like 2 inches.
Yeah?
Number one height.
So and the beautiful story is that Elikinegad Atzilei Yedeihem, which is interesting because of course Atzilut itself is a concept of royalty, which is the Kahuna, and that's the next mindset. Amravashi Amalei Yehuda Bar Nosson. The Yehuda Bar Nosson told the Zimna Chada Avakina Kamei the Indaga Malka. One of the Persian rulers was called Izgada. And Avimadliyam night, I had my belt on low. I was wearing my jeans a little bit beneath my waist, and he didn't like this. And what he did was, this is a tiny alley, he pulled my belt up, and he said to me, "You, as a Jew in Talmud Chacham, you have no right to wear your belt like that. Mamlekas Kayanim v'goy kadosh tzibachu. You're supposed to be dressing the way Kayanim are dressing. You are Atzilim, essentially. And your belt should be in a place where you don't look like a slob because you're sweating on your belt." And when he continued telling over the Maisa, and when he came to Amema and told over this story, it was a Meridik, a Maisa, a king should take concern that a Jew should look like a Mamlekas Kayanim. And he said, that's what exactly what Yeshayahu was referring to. When he said that kings will be your trainers, they will teach you how to act. I mean, the king goes over to a portion of his and shows him how it is that he should dress.
Where's God?
I had an amazing maisa in London, Mamish. I was absolutely, I was so despoiled. Just a maisa shop, you know, Putin was in London, which I think was the first time in 180 years that a Russian was in London. Yeah. In any event, little did I know, I happened to, you know, my wife wanted to go walking in London. Fine, so we were walking. She was not interested in doing anything just to get to know the city. So we were walking. And yes, we're in this park, and it's very crowded. Which was strange, because the day before, nobody was around. We had a picnic, and it was quiet. And I'm like, what's going on? No idea. And we come to leave. These mamish policemen, guards all over the place. So he asked what's going on. It turns out that the queen is going out the Fumbi with Putin. Fine. So I asked, is it Kibai to wait? I was waiting an hour and a half. Is it Kibai to wait? Absolutely. Okay. I'm telling you, Pashit, I mean, the Gemara says, well, I don't have a rut.
Really?
An hour and a half of preparation for the king, for the queen to walk by for a tenth of a second. And what takes preparation? You never see anything like it. First, up and down the street with guards and horsemen and bands playing. That's fine, they're walking up and down the street. Then comes along a guy. Did you ever see anybody pace?
Yeah.
The most, I mean, with a ruler? With the measure? It is beautiful. He has one, like a protractor, he has one piece on one shoe, one on the other shoe, and he moves it, right? 10 paces, and he puts a guard down, exactly on the 10 paces. Every 10 paces, a guard, and the guard is dressed, plus face the number, with the whole bush. Every 10 paces, it's like 2 miles, right? And as far as you can see, every 10 paces, there's a guard. Right? Comes along now. Another guy, to make sure that not only is he placed exactly at 10 paces, but one shouldn't be further, and one shouldn't be further closer. So he takes a sword, and he holds the sword in front of him. Anybody who's in the way, his nose comes off. You know, so the guy comes up, to put him back like this, and then again, moving up like this. Momish to be perfect. Good. Then comes along the pacing guy again, just to make sure that when they move back and forth, maybe they move out of their way. So he goes through the whole thing again, and Momish bodily pushes them out of the way, moves them this way, that way. You know, and they know how to move their steps if they only move a half an inch at a time. They go like this, moving. So it's exactly. Then comes along another man, and goes by each guard, and spends 5 minutes sprucing them up.
pulling the baguette. The baguette's a little bit too low. Your belt's a little too high over here. Your head, chin up, bashes him under the chin. Pull your belt in and so on. Each guard, you're talking about hundreds of folks. Until everybody's sitting armored perfectly. Then everybody's sitting perfectly. Then comes along the band and the horsemen again. And now already it's more of a covenant. Then everybody's quiet. And the queen drives by the tenth of the second.
She's driving.
What's that? She's driving. Then she's driving together with him, and then they go and inspect the guards. You have to inspect them. They went all the way around. There were hundreds of horses and guards were waiting. That they didn't allow people in. And then they came back. When they come back, there are hundreds of horses. And each one dressed. I mean, it's incredible. Golden crowns. Different. The garden of the riders of the horses. And it's possible, I got it. If you read a medrash, this is what is done for a king. You think, come on. Don't exaggerate. No, it was all him. And then she came back in the open carriage, slowly and so on. But the horsemen are galloping, Amish by. It's unbelievable. I didn't make a bracha because my father's a tall held that if a king can't be meisa on a merida, that they didn't have a din of a melech.
She
doesn't have the power. She doesn't have the power to can't hurt anybody. If somebody, somebody does something which is
well thought out, what do you think she
said? I don't know. I felt terrible now that you broke. I was going to explode with a broke anyway. It was like amazing. Such a
cliff.
Do it all together.
I hear.
Yes. What am I doing?